out of love and artistic she, and a happy new year. Yeah, actually this is the first episode I've recorded this year, so happy new year my people, and thank you for all those who've listened to my first episode. Like, it's still around, so if you haven't listened to it, it's all about the introduction and what Adam Clan is all about and what we're going to be about. Yeah, so you better listen to it. Anywho, so this year I have great things planned for you guys. So this year I'm planning on giving you 2 episodes every week, and you know it's gonna be great content. It's going to be great, and I'm going to be very grateful to those who are going to listen to it, those who are going to support it. Yeah, so right about now, guys. So today I have a great topic. Today I want us to talk about self-love. Yeah, because I feel like that's the only kind of love that we ever get to talk about. That's the only kind of love that we get to ignore. And for me, like, that's the most important kind of love. Okay? Because if you do not love yourself, like, if you don't love your own self the way you are, I don't think you can learn to love someone. Because, okay, when you meet someone, you fall in love with them. This is a person you're meeting who's different from you. Okay, you might have some things in common, but still, there are some different things. And that person will also have flaws, and you will learn to accept their flaws. Now, my theory is, if you can't learn to accept your own flaws, then I don't think you're going to accept any other person's flaws. You get what I mean? Like, if you do not love yourself enough, I don't think you're gonna have the heart to love others or love what you do. Yeah, so that's what we are all about today. And I want us to expound on self-love. Like, what is self-love? Well, to me, self-love is learning to accept who you are. Self-love is not compromising yourself for anything. Self-love is letting your happiness come first. Like, do what you love because it makes you happy, not do something because it makes someone else happy. You get it? Yeah, I think it's making sense, right? So, my grandfather, may his soul rest in peace, I love him, my grandfather, he used to talk a lot, and my grandfather used to tell me that how you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. And one day, when he told me this, actually, I was just from school, and I was bullied in school, and there was this girl, she was really pretty. Actually, I remember her face still now. She was a really pretty girl, and well, she used to bully me a lot, because actually when I was in high school, oh gosh, I was so short. You see these short girls, I was so short. I was the kind of people that when you sit on a chair, you swing your legs, and that really, I don't know, I really, really, really had a hard time accepting my height. Like, I really, really had a hard time. So we went home one day, and grandfather asked me how was school, and I was like, school was fine, but there's this girl who keeps insulting me. This girl who keeps making fun of me because I'm short. Actually, she used to call me short that because I was short and plump. Now, you know, there's a difference when you're short and petite, but when you're short and plump, you know, you look like a ball. like you're a rolling ball. And so I was like, there's this girl, she's really making fun of me, of my hate. Yeah, and I don't like it. And then my grandpa told me, you know, how you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. Like, if you don't accept the way you are, in my case, if you don't accept your own hate, if you don't accept your own weight, then how do you expect others to accept it? Like, if you learn to accept that, then they'll accept you because you already accepted yourself. And that rang in my head, and I was like, damn, so I've been bullied all because of me. You know that feeling? Yeah, and that's why I love my grandfather so much, because he's so resting, because he used to tell me a lot. And self-love was one of the most important things he taught me. Like, if you love yourself enough, others are going to love you. Yeah, and you guys should learn to love yourself first, and then the rest will fall in line. Like, once you learn to accept who you are, once you learn to accept your own flaws, once you learn to accept that you can make mistakes, like, no one is perfect, guys. No one is perfect in this world. Once you learn to fall in love with yourself, trust me, everything else will fall in line. Because you love yourself, you're confident about yourself. yourself. You love yourself, you are confident about what you do. So what's for not falling in line? Like, everything will always do fall in line. Like, you have to love yourself enough to set your own boundaries. Yeah, and talking about this, this is where so many guys go wrong. You meet this guy or this chick and you're so much in love with her, and she asks you to do something with her, and you know very well, like, you know very well that you're not into what she wants. Unajua tu vizuri, like, you know very well that you don't like it. You know very well that whatever she wants doesn't make you happy, but you still do it. Like, you don't set boundaries for yourself. Like, I am me, I don't like this, so I'm not gonna do it. You get? Now, you fall in love with a guy, then he treats you like trash, but you're still there. Why? Why? And I hate it when guys do that. Like, a guy, girls do that. Like, a guy treats you like trash, but you still stay there. And then you say, but I love him. But I'm like, see, that's strangling you right now. No, you know, sometimes you have to forget what you feel and remember what you deserve. If this person is not treating you right, trust me, you start living. Because, okay, you're dating this person and that person is not treating you right. Tell me what's gonna happen when you guys get married. Like, if this guy is treating you like trash right now, I don't know. How is he gonna treat you maybe when you guys get married? So that's why many people go wrong, like, not setting boundaries. And I feel like boundaries are really important. Like, setting your own boundaries, oh gosh, that is very much important. Because once you set your own boundaries, like, I don't like this, and no matter what, I'm not gonna do it. Like, if not working with me, it's not working with me. When you set that boundary, that's when people respect you. Boundaries go hand in hand with respect. Like, you set your own boundary. I don't wanna do this because I don't feel like it, because it's not in me. That person will respect you for that, and not just following the wind just because you want to say you want that somewhere, and then you do that, which is wrong, by the way, which is very, very wrong. Very, very, very wrong. Yeah, get me, guys. So self-love is rising above the perfectionist and that you have set for yourself. Know that you have them. You know that know that you are a human and you make mistakes too. You know, that's another mistake people do. Like, you set this really high standard for yourself and you want to be the perfect girl, you want to be the perfect guy, a perfect jawline, perfect body, perfect vibes, perfect this, perfect that. And I'm like, to hell. Because, come on, we are human, we make mistakes. Human is error. Yeah, you know, we are all human. So don't stand this high standard for yourself just because you want to impress someone. No, guy. We are human, and we all make mistakes. And self-love is realizing that. It's realizing that, yeah, I'm human, and I make mistakes too. And the most important thing about making mistakes is learning. No, a mistake becomes a mistake. That's a real proverb. A mistake becomes a mistake once you repeat the mistake. You get it? Like, a mistake becomes a mistake once you repeat that mistake. That's when it becomes a mistake. But the best thing about mistakes is learning from them. And when you learn from your mistake, like, I don't think you're gonna do it unless you're gonna do it again. Unless you really want it to be a mistake. Get what I mean? Yeah, so guys, I hope that we really expanded on self-love. Yeah, because it's really important. It's really important to love yourself, to love your flaws. And like, self-love is just about embracing everything. Like, it's just okay, this is my last point. Self-love is just embracing the glorious mess that you are. You get it? Like, I'm a mess, so what? That's me. Yeah, deal with it. Like, okay, I normally have one rule for myself. Like, if you come into my life, it's either you love me the way I am or just walk out. Because I'm not gonna change myself for you. You get? So that's self-love. Like, realizing that this is me, this is who I am, these are my flaws. Yeah, like me, I'm short. Actually, funny story. After my grandfather gave me a talk about my weight, people used to tell me that, and you not short. And I was like, no, girl, I'm not short. I just have a cute height, you get? And I was so happy about it. Like, that became a nickname. Actually, I was given a nickname, cute height, you get? And once I got to accept my own height, that's when, like, things started to change. Like, my self-esteem go high, because I had the level of self-esteem then. Because you are this short, I remember once a person said that, you know, she, you look like a ball. If right now I kick you, you're just going to roll. And I was like, dude, come on, how do that? You know, but once I got to accept my hate and the way I am, that's when everything changed. That's when everyone's perception about me changed. To them, before I accepted myself, I was like that tiny short plump guy. I swear, I was hanging my legs on the seat. I still do till now because I've never grown taller either. But yeah, once I got to accept it, once I owned it, that's when everyone's perception of me changed. And I really actually got to meet a lot of friends. Yeah, something I never thought I would do. But anyway, self-love. That's self-love. Like, once you love yourself, everything else falls in life. Okay guys, so yeah guys, that's all I had to talk about today. And as promised, I have a poem. Yeah, I have a poem for you guys. Normally that's what we do on television. Yeah, we get to read a poem at the end of each episode. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Actually, the poem is called A Letter to My Ex. So here we go. Hey, it's me. Well, I miss you just as though the way we got to have the moon, maybe the world too. But now all that's left are tears and maybe too much fear, because none of this is clear. How am I supposed to forget you when we shared a love so true? How am I supposed to let you go when I know your heart you own? No, I don't know. I don't want that. I don't want to take you back. I know it's gonna be rough, but I'll get tougher. And my heart will get better. Little by little, I'll forget what it was like to be your lover. And when that happens, I know I'll be happier. Yeah, so guys, I'm signing out. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And if you love it, guys, come on, share the love. Just share my podcast. Yeah, and if you have any message, you can. There's an option for a voice message, so you can leave me a voice message. But right about now, I'm signing out, guys. So, bye. Love you, people, and happy 2022. May you have a blessed 2022. Thank you. Bye.